pitch. Ground ball towards the middle, a base hit. That'll score two. Down the line is Contreras. Here comes Sanchez. To third goes Vaughn, and Renjifo's hot homestand continues.
Scoring early for the Brewers, and often early for the Brewers. They open it up pretty early in this ballgame. They take two out of three from the Padres at home. Dom Cotroneo, Brewers Extra Inning host, is with us from the ballpark. Dom, how are you?
We're great. Getting ready for a happy flight.
Yes, this is fantastic stuff, Dom. Okay, so heartbreak last night. We don't need to focus on that at the moment. But this morning, this afternoon, it gets started really early. Talk about the energy at the ballpark, Dom, for this club coming back. It's not easy after you give one away in the ninth inning the night before.
Yeah, Kyle Harrison just talked about it with us as well. You know, just the fact that maybe being a day game was a little bit of a blessing in disguise, just to be able to flush it ASAP and move on, because they were one strike away from sweeping this homestand, which is pretty amazing to think about. Two first place teams, and the Yankees and the Padres, to do that here in May. It's been really viewed as like a yardstick homestand, right? Where, you know, the Brewers were getting healthy at the right time leading into this series, and then, all right, well, how are you going to perform against the big bad Yankees and the Padres, who have really given the Brewers fits over the years? So to see them bounce back the way they did today and set the tone early and just sit on it the rest of the game, man, that's a great trait to have as a team that the Brewers expect themselves to be.
What did Pat Murphy say about Harrison striking out at least seven batters through five scoreless innings?
Yeah, Harrison was great to see him, you know, really develop into this, you know, a dude, for lack of a better term, in baseball. You know, we say the guy's a dude when he's got good stuff. And it's another reminder. I mean, he's been up and down in the big leagues for the last three seasons. He's really experienced beyond his years, and he's only 24 years old, right? I mean, he's still doing a lot of things in the big leagues for the first time, right? To have five walk three innings with seven strikeouts in shutout fashion, and to have, you know, adjustments pay off instantly. That's what I was talking about him, and I'll have that on my show tonight at 8 on Brewers Weekly, just about the fact that it's amazing how sometimes somebody like Kyle Harrison, who's now on his third organization in less than a year, now having maybe a home that believes in him and trusts him to say, hey, we make this tweak and we think you're going to be a stud. And so far that has been the case.
An amazing, amazing homestand. The Yankees come in and the Brewers sweep them. As you said, they almost sweep the Padres. I wanted to ask you, in that first series, Aaron Judge, the face of Major League Baseball, or maybe one of two or three guys that are kind of the face of the game, told Murphy and told others that Bryce Tarang is a really special guy, and he got to play with Bryce in the World Baseball Classic. Can you talk about Bryce Tarang?
Yeah, going over there, speaking to Judge for a little bit that this past weekend, of just getting to know him a little bit and what he's all about. I mean, he said it great. He's an open book, and, you know, he thought that Bryce was somebody that really took advantage of being in the World Baseball Classic with all of these studs, because Bryce was one of the youngest players on that roster and maybe one of the more unproven players. And I don't mean that as an ill remark, but more because he's surrounded by MVPs and Silver Sluggers and world champions. And what Bryce really absorbed out of that experience, Aaron took notice of, and other members of that coaching staff took notice of. And Bryce has really hit this new level of understanding what it takes to be a big leaguer and what it takes to be successful in a big leagues are two very different things, right? It's one thing to get here. It's another thing to stay here. And then that last tier to get to is to thrive here. And that's what we're seeing right now from Bryce Tarang.
Yes. I want to get to my free burgers again this season.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately yesterday didn't help with that.
Yeah. No kidding. I know, our streak. Okay. I also want to ask about the Miz, Brewers star pitcher, Jacob Mizorowski. You know, his start was cut short amid an injury. How is he doing?
Well, it wasn't really that short. I mean, he still got seven innings in the books. If he had gone eight, it would have been truly uncharted territory. I joked with him earlier today, you know, just, you know, kind of needling him, like, what, so you just don't drink water when you're on the mound or something? And, you know, the issue was cramping, just like it was against Washington. And he immediately was joking and smiling. He's like, I promise you, you can have a camera on me the entire game. I am chugging water the entire contest. But it's also a reminder that the engine of a pitcher, you know, and when we talk about somebody like him who is a, you know, bona fide Formula One race car, right? The engine is the lower body. And when you get through seven innings in the big leagues against a great team like the Padres, it's going to take a little bit more out of you than you expect. And the body, you know, has an adrenaline flush, has all this stuff. So there's sports nutritionists on this. But the point being, he's fine. He's going to make his next start, which will likely be against the Cubs down at Wrigley.
Yeah, when we had Orthopedic Hospital of Wisconsin on talking about Woodruff and his injuries, the doctor was talking about how that is the most physically most powerful thing a human body can do is to pitch. So I can't underscore what you're saying about the cramping.
Yeah, there's a great book called The Arm. It's written by ESPN's Jeff Passan. I could not recommend it enough to any baseball fan, to any parent of a young baseball player, learning about how the human body is literally not built to throw a baseball. But yet we still have guys like Jacob Mizorowski throw at 103 miles an hour 100 times a night.
Dom Cotroneo is with us for a couple of more minutes here. Dom, so the farm system is thriving. It's incredible the way it's built itself. I want to ask you about one guy down there. It's getting a lot of headlines. Jess Maid, Brewers fans are going to become familiar with this name. Just named the number one prospect in all of baseball. That's pretty incredible.
Well, I'll help you get familiar with the name, too. Jesus Madey. Jesus Madey.
So I just named a different guy.
What did you say?
I don't know who Jeff Maid is, but thank you for that. But
tell us what makes him special.
he is a one of one. He's about to turn 19 years old. He is a freak. I mean, I struggle to find the right words to describe Madey watching him in spring training. I mean, he's built like a running back. He's a switch hitter. He has amazing instincts and hands of being able to get the bat speed through the zone. I mean, it's remarkable to be that young. I mean, one evaluator explained it to me very simply last year when he was first really starting to come on the scene strong and he was still really, really young for the level. But the point being is, like, this would be a bona fide, no doubt, 1-1 draft pick, right? If he was, you know, because he was 18, you know, thinking if this was a senior in high school, this would be the no doubt number one draft pick. That's how you have to start thinking about how great his talent skill set is and what he can provide for the Brewers.
Oh, I love it. When the Brewers thrive, the city thrives. Mm-hmm. He's Dom Cotroneo. You can hear him tonight. 8 o'clock is your show, Dom?
8 o'clock, and then we have it live on YouTube the following morning on ESPN Milwaukee.
Oh, that's fantastic. Dom, you always do a great job. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.